G'day! Welcome to Partaker's Monday Think Spot at the start of this new week. Have you ever wondered what constitutes a growing church? Do you know that it isn't just a list of names on the church roll or a social club? Neither is it a large number of people who have made decisions for Christ. So what constitutes a church which is living and growing in both spiritual quality as well as numbers? Here are four pointers for you as a Christian to go into the week thinking about how you can contribute to the church and the community. First of all, full of kingdom people, people who declare actively Jesus is Lord, reflecting his values in word, thought, and action in their local community. Secondly, it's full of people who are filled with the Holy Spirit. That is, people who allow their lives to be totally controlled by the Spirit and letting this same Spirit flow through them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then thirdly, it's full of people involved within their local community, utilizing their spiritual gifts for the glory of God. And then fourthly, people whose lives are orientated around a commitment to Jesus Christ, following his commandments, and learning daily how to be more like him, committed to the body of Christ, the church, loving it, and loving the bride of Christ, just as Jesus loves the church, and then committed to working within their local community, utilizing the gifts that God has given them, and everybody has them, you know, all for the glory of God, the exaltation of other people, and the spreading of his kingdom. There is no such thing as a full Christian life without those three things in the above set priority. Jesus first, church second, community third. All three are vital, but if the priority is shifted in any area, then we have our priorities wrong. Christians aren't just to be Christians on a Sunday, but rather 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they're not just to associate with other Christians, but to affect their local community for Christ throughout the week for the praise and glory of Jesus Christ. To do this week, think about these questions. Am I, as a Christian, fully committed to Jesus Christ and his teachings? And lastly, am I fully committed to my local community and seeing Jesus glorified within it?
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.